This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you thought that yesterday the FDA approved the shot, so we were all going to start getting COVID shots today. No, not happening. Things don't work like that. It's you know, a lot of bureaucracy and red tape. What happened yesterday was the panel voted, okay? There was a vote. And I like votes. We live in a democracy. So there was an all in favor, say aye, aye. Apparently it was a 17-4 vote with one abstention on the panel, FDA expert panel committee recommendations to give to the FDA for them to approve the shot. Now, everybody in the news was like, oh, yeah, we'll have vaccines by this week, by, you know, 8 p.m. Thursday night, we'll start vaccinating people, and, well, maybe government officials are probably going to get theirs, but, you know, for the rest of us, no, it still moves a little slower than that. I am kind of curious at what the four nays were, and what their concerns were. I mean, there's like medical experts and epidemiological experts and health official experts and public health official experts on this panel. I'm very curious as to what the four were not thrilled about. And then the abstention. A lot of it, what is an abstention? I guess an abstention is, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. You're going to sit this one out. Why are you sitting this one out? Yep, I abstain. Abstaining, and I'm not trying to accuse anybody of being a weenie, but whenever you see a politician abstain, I think dock their pay. All right? You vote yes or you vote no. Now, I get how you may need to recuse yourself. If you're like, you know what? I bought Pfizer stock. I should recuse myself, then that's a recusal. But to abstain means, you want to know what? I don't think I want to put my career on the line, and I think I'm going to play this one safe. So put me as an abstain. Abstention. So I don't know what that means. And I'm sure we'll get the report on what the issues were, but I am very intrigued by what four medical experts and even the abstention dude was concerned about to make them not say, hell yeah, move forward. It is interesting. So if the FDA gets their poop together this weekend, we are expecting rollout for healthcare workers and first responders and those in nursing homes to hopefully get their shots beginning Monday and Tuesday. Meanwhile, people are wondering, you know, what's going on the UK front. Things have been kind of quiet. From what we understand, vaccines have been going out fine. Nobody's been reporting vaccines or side effects, but if they have been reporting, nobody's been hearing about them. No major anaphylaxis since those two severe allergic cases. The UK, however, has updated their advice, which I thought was really, really important to share with you guys. Now, what was very troubling for me is when I was watching the news about those two healthcare workers that went into an anaphylaxis with the COVID vaccine, one of the news anchors or one of the reporters had said they are better. They are doing well, and they are ready for their next shot that they're supposed to get a few weeks after the first. And that's like a big no-no in medicine. Anytime anybody has a severe allergic reaction, you never do the second shot. So I thought that was a little misleading, and I was kind of questioning why they were making those choices. So it looks like the UK has kind of clarified, and they've made some advice. They've given advice for UK. I mean, America's different. You know, we drink a lot less tea, so maybe this won't apply to America. But in the UK, they say any person with a history of immediate onset anaphylaxis to a vaccine, medicine, or food should not receive the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. A second dose of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine should not be given to those who have experienced anaphylaxis to the first dose. So that, to me, makes a hell of a lot more sense than what I was hearing some of the reporters say. So that makes sense. They said vaccine recipients should be monitored for 15 minutes. Don't get the shot in a parking lot and then head to Taco Bell. Okay? Wait 15 minutes so somebody can kind of keep an eye on you. Also, let family members know, this would be my advice, let family members know you have the vaccine to keep an eye on you. Don't have you alone in a room just in case you have a delayed reaction, okay? Anybody that does have a family history or have a sensitivity to things, might not hurt to have an EpiPen at the house or EpiPen nearby, because the management of anaphylaxis, they say, which is kind of what we do here in America too, an anaphylactic shock, if somebody gets the vaccine, is an immediate treatment with 0.5 milligrams of intramuscular adrenaline, or basically your epinephrine, and with an early call for help and further IM adrenaline every 5 minutes, which means your EpiPens will come in 2 packs, which I think is pretty good. It's expensive, but that makes sense. You don't just do one and go, okay, that's it. You know, and true, you could cook up a mean pot of tea. You can. The theophylline might help a little bit, but if somebody is going through anaphylaxis, they probably aren't going to be able to drink some hot tea with theophylline to handle the attack. So you want to make sure you have plenty of epinephrine, or just hang out near a medical facility. Okay? You guys don't have to go home and watch Netflix after your shot. So in the U.S., my guess is what the FDA has to now do, which is what's taking so long, is make all the graphics, make all the paperwork, because as they're administering the vaccine, medical professionals need the risk factor protocol. They need the MDMA. They need to know in all medical offices, you need to have the chemical composition and the ingredients of anything you're giving. You need to have all the needles. You have to have all the alcohol. It does take some setup. And even though I think all the hospitals are ready and most of the states are ready, you know, they want to make sure that all the paperwork guidance is there. Just remember when the CDC changed their guidance a week or two on exposure, they had to change all the graphics and all that. So it takes time. Somebody is working on the graphics, okay? Maybe using the Paint app. I don't know what they're doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY, don't go away.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have wished everybody a happy Hanukkah, okay? To say Hanukkah, you don't really have to do the chet. I understand there's a difference in the hay and the chet. In Hebrew alphabet, chet, you kind of have to kind of, right, moisten your throat and be able to spew some things. I always wish everybody a Merry Christmas this time of year and a Happy Holidays and Happy Kwanzaa and Happy Hanukkah just because I don't want to chet on somebody, okay? I get it. You guys are trying to speak Hebrew. Appreciate it. Appreciate it a lot. Hanukkah means dedication. Very nice of you guys to do it, but this is the one time I'm like really, really super excited about the masks, okay? Because I haven't had to go, thank you for your Hanukkah wishes. So just happy Hanukkah. You could lighten it, soften it. It's okay. I do that. I'll go to Taco Bell and I'll be like, I like a burrito y dos tacos. And they're like, just say two tacos. You don't have to put in the accent. And a quesadilla. No, you don't have to. Quesadilla is fine. Napoleon, just make yourself a damn quesadilla. All right, so with Hanukkah, okay, I have to make it really, really soft because I'm not allowed to get the microphone wet. Let me just kind of give you guys a scoop. So you're going to see a lot of Jews eating, like, you know, a lot of latkes and jelly donuts, which we call sufganiyot, and gambling, playing dreidel, and running around with our Oculus. See, Hanukkah's always been very, very difficult for us Jews because, you know, in Judaism, most of the holidays, you know, have to do with death and destruction and all the bad things that happen to Jews. And so, you know, meanwhile, you get to see all your Christian friends with, you know, the Christmas tree and Santa Claus and nobody spitting when they talk to you, and it's like so nice, and you're, you know, and you know, Christmas, you have the tree and all the presents, and you know, here the Jews are, you know, getting GERD, acid reflux, and constipated. And so the one good thing about this year is Hanukkah came early. Hanukkah started last night, so some of us got to open our presents. So I got the family an Oculus. It's really, really cool. Finally, I got a present everybody likes. Usually the kids don't like my presents, you know, because I buy them underwear. I buy them, like, some vitamin C. I'll buy, like, some medical supplies. They don't like that. But my Oculus, they were pretty happy about. So the story of Hanukkah, basically, if I could quit, and I know you guys, many of you guys look to me for, you know, as a biblical scholar. You come to me, right, for, you know, spiritual thought and meditation, and I appreciate you guys coming to me for that. I am not a biblical scholar, but I know, what a shock. But back in, I think it was like 166 BC, the Syrians didn't like the Jews. And the Syrians didn't like all the Jewish traditions. And they wanted the Jews, or the Hebrews, in the area of Palestine and the other area that the Syrians occupied, to celebrate and worship Zeus, the Greek god. And some Jews did. They're like, I don't want to die. Fine by me. You know, he's a Greek god. And other Jews are like, oh, hell no. Right? We don't want to do that. And Sukkot, which is kind of a holiday, it's a festival that we usually have during the fall. We couldn't celebrate it during that time because, you know, the Syrians were really honest. And as well as a bunch of other holidays. So the Mattathias and his sons, the Maccabees, all right, were like, what the hell is this? Okay, let's do something. And Judah Maccabee led his brothers and a whole bunch of, you know, in the movie Troy, the Myrmidons, kind of like that. I look at the Maccabees as the Myrmidons. These guys were just badass. They were just awesome. And remember, the Jews didn't really have Uzis and them. They didn't really have a lot of supplies and artillery, you know, because they were oppressed by the, you know, Syrian government and you know, whoever was oppressing them at the time. So they really couldn't get a lot of weapons. So they used a lot of guerrilla warfare, and they were able to drive the Syrians out of their land of Judea and then be able to, you know, be Jews. And you know, and we had a lot of death, we had a lot of destruction, and apparently the temple was completely destroyed, and so the Jews had to rebuild the temple. And so the story goes that we had this big candelabra, and you needed the oil, right, to light the candelabra, and they're looking at this and like, dude, yeah, that's only going to last one day. They go, well, somebody order more. Well, there wasn't Amazon, and nobody had Prime shipping. So it was going to take about 8 days to get more oil. So they're like, well, what the hell do we do? So, you know, they could sit and you know, go, you know, or they go, you know what, let's just use what we got and figure it out. Well, the oil lasted 8 days. And, you know, we pooped ourselves. We were like, are you kidding me? This is amazing. And so, that's how it's yeah, when you read the story, that's exactly what happened. So that showed that God was with us. And it showed that miracles happened, and so a great miracle happened here, Neskadol HaYasham. So we celebrate with our menorah, or candelabra, but we call it a menorah. And we have our little dreidel. We play the dreidel game. We eat latkes. We eat food rich in lard and oil to celebrate oil. We, you know, bathe ourselves in oil and lather ourselves. No, we don't do that. But anyway, we eat, you know, yummy eats. We're supposed to eat jelly donuts, or we call them sungonyot. And they're I don't know why the jelly is in there. I don't like jelly donuts. I like it when it's chocolate cream filled. So I always like, excuse me. And then we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days. Now Hanukkah, we believe, started to become more of a festive holiday because of, you know, Christmas and that same time. Or another theory is because we couldn't celebrate Sukkot like we should have during that time. It's a delayed Sukkot celebration. But I really believe we celebrate Hanukkah because, you know, a lot of our holidays are kind of solemn and sad and, you know, very, very kind of, I don't know, you know, because, you know, you can't eat. You know, if you do eat on this holiday, you have to eat the matzah and get all constipated and bleed when you poop. So I think Hanukkah is supposed to be one of the Jewish holidays where we just get to kind of let loose. And, you know, for me, the way we celebrate Hanukkah in my family is one of our friends had built us a big, huge menorah. And you know me, I love Christmas trees. I love Christmas lights. I love garlands. I love decorations. I love, and in Judaism, we, you know, we celebrate with decorations and the menorah in the window. We're supposed to put the menorah in the window, but it's candles. And, you know, after half a dozen house fires, most of us have our menorahs in the kitchen, or we do like the little screw top electric light menorahs, you know, to put it in the window so everybody sees we're Jewish. And it's also because we feel bad that we didn't put Christmas lights in our house and we're the only house in the neighborhood that doesn't have Christmas lights. But a lot of Jews now are like, I want lights. So we'll put up lights, we'll put up blue and silver and lights and snowflakes and things like that. And you know, we really love this time of year. This is like a really, really happy time of year. So in my family, we have blue and silver and lights all over the place. And with the menorah, I got a blue and silver tree skirt to put under the menorah, like a Christmas tree, so we could put all the kids' presents underneath the menorah, and then everybody could go, you know, because in my family, you know, we were poor, so our menorah was like really tiny. So when my mom says, all right, put the Hanukkah presents near the menorah, I mean, it really kind of, you know, demonstrated that we really didn't have a lot. Yet our friends had these big Christmas trees and all sorts of presents and all sorts of other stuff. So we wanted to kind of, you know, have that look. The problem is we have, you know, Shaky Boo, the male cat. The female cats don't do anything with that area. I mean, they look for their presents and their catnip. But Shaky Boo likes to pee-pee on the tree skirt. So every year, we buy probably 17 dozen tree skirts to change it out every hour because the cat decides to pee-pee on the tree skirt because it's all velvety and whatever. So needless to say, Shaky Boo is not getting any present this year. So when you do see somebody, you know, and you know, they celebrate Hanukkah, don't feel sorry for us. I mean, you know, we know how to make it one hell of a shing-dinger sort of party. It's a lot of fun. It kind of, you know, it does bring up history. We always have history, just like Christmas. I mean, Christmas isn't about Santa Claus. It's about the birth of Jesus. It's about, you know, dedication. It's about, you know, spirituality. It's about our love of God. So I love how these holidays do bring in the religious component and bring the solemnness of it. And, you know, people can celebrate any way they want. You know, they could make it as light as possible, or they can make it light, or they can make it very, very deep and very, very spiritual. Either way, you know, as a Jew, I've always, you know, just respected how everybody celebrated their holidays. I think Christmas is fantastic. And for all of us celebrating this year, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and blessings, and, you know, have a safe one. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Once again, what we'll be singing,
la, 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 la. No other our network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brandon Bernard was executed late Thursday night at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, making him the ninth federal inmate to be put to death this year. The Supreme Court denied Bernard's request for a stay of execution Thursday night. Bernard was convicted of killing youth ministers Todd and Stacy Bagley by forcing them into the trunk of a car, then setting it ablaze. The first COVID vaccine expected to be deployed in the United States won the backing of the Food and Drug Administration. Advisors who met Thursday to consider emergency use authorization for the vaccine voted 17-4 with one abstention. One of the most anticipated video games of 2020 is Cyberpunk 2077. Keanu Reeves stars in the new video game as Johnny Silverhand. The game uses Keanu's likeness and voice. Cyberpunk 2077 is an open-world adventure story set in Night City. You play as V, a mercenary outlaw going after a one-of-a-kind implant that is key to immortality. USA Radio News. What is the NDAA, and why is it being frowned upon by those voting on the measure? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A vote on the National Defense Policy Bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's abilities to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in Afghanistan.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime, but when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House Wednesday. The federal government would shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight on Friday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have some breaking news. As of Monday in New York City, indoor dining is going to be shut down again. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. A lot of New Yorkers aren't going to be very, very happy with that. But as coronavirus rages, it appears that de Blasio and Cuomo had no choice. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Now, I talked to you guys about my high school days. And one of the best things I could have ever done in high school was, I was a good girl in high school, was I took AP classes. And I loved my, well, I went to 12 schools, parents moved a lot, but the AP program allowed somebody like me who came from a poor family, didn't have money to go to college, allowed me to start getting college credit. And in fact, when I was finally able to get a scholarship and be able to go to college, my AP classes, all of them that I took, kind of knocked off a whole semester. And I urge students to really, really consider doing the accelerated track that gets them into the AP sort of, you know, class programs that allow them to start getting college credit. And it's expanded a lot since I've been in high school, because it's been a couple years since I've been in high school. And now there's so many STEM classes, computer science, and really allowing opportunity for students of color, women, minorities. And I have a great guest next, Maureen Reyes, Executive Director of the AP Program Management at the College Board, to kind of talk to us a little bit more about the AP program and how it's expanded. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us.
Wow, thank you for having me. It's so great to hear about your great experience with the AP program.
Oh my gosh, it was fantastic. And, you know, I tried to get my kids to do it, and, you know, and not only the inherent college prep within the classes, but talk to my listeners about the AP program and what you do with the College Board.
Yeah, so the AP program, as you mentioned, are college-level courses that students can take in high school. They can earn college credit by earning qualifying scores on the exam. But to your point, you know, just exposing yourself to the pace of a college-level course, the amount of work, learning those self-discipline skills early on so that students are successful in college is so important. So the AP program is part of the College Board, and I've been with the College Board for 13 years now.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, when I was in high school, we had AP Biology, AP English, maybe AP, gosh, I forget, there was like four of them. I think there was World History. Now you could do Spanish, you could do computer science. We didn't have a choice of computer science. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited. You know, the National Science Foundation approached us back in 2008 to address the shortage of women and students of color studying computer science. So in 2016, we launched AP Computer Science Principles to answer that call. You know, our hope is to diversify the students who are studying STEM courses, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
Love it. One thing that frustrated me as a kid is because most of my friends were guys, and I didn't want to do home ec. I wanted to do shop, right? And it was a really stark divide with the classes the girls got to take and the classes the boys got to take, and I didn't want to do home ec, you know, get me into shop. And I think we also saw, you know, in the 80s when I was in high school, kind of that trend where the girls are going to kind of do more of the liberal arts, the guys do the more, you know, STEM, science, tech, and it's really nice to start seeing, you know, there being more equality in that and more representation of all genders in, you know, each of these different fields.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things we tried to do with CSP was intentionally design it to attract all students. And so it's a broad introduction to computer science, and students are learning the skills needed to collaborate with their peers to solve real-world problems that they are passionate about. So this is key, right? Bringing in students with what interests them and then doing it with computer science. So students are programming games, they're building apps that help their community, they're using it to express their creativity through music, and, you know, one student built an LED light show. So that's really how we've been able to bring in a more diverse set of students.
Oh, wow. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we speak a lot about how the economy's going and which sort of, you know, businesses and industries are going to flourish in the post-COVID world and which are going to struggle. Tech is going to be huge, and obviously computer science is a part of it. How would you define, because I know we have a lot of people that go, okay, so computer science is learning how to code. It's so much more than that. Oh, did I lose you? Oh, I think we lost her. Jason, let me know when she comes back on, okay? That might be my audio.
Absolutely. Students learn how to program, but it's so much more than that. It's creativity. It's collaboration.
Mm-hmm. You're cutting in and out, Maureen. We'll see if we could get you a better line. Jason's going to work on that. Can you hear me, Maureen? Okay, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, you know, I find it fascinating. Let me know when she comes back on. I just find it fascinating how things were always kind of so well demarcated and almost predestined on what we were going to do. And I came from a family where the women in my family were kind of, I don't want to say bra burners, but they were, you know, look, you're going to be alone and don't expect somebody else to be able to balance your checkbook or fix your car or provide for you. And so I came from a long line of women who had to kind of, you know, do for themselves. And so, you know, when my mom, she didn't sit me down. I never had the sit down talk. It was always kind of being yelled at in the middle of the living room. But when, you know, my mom came forward and was like, look what happened to me, right? You are going, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get a job. You're going to get a college degree. You're going to do this. They didn't have money to put me to college. So I'm like, how am I supposed to go to college? You know, if there's no money, what am I supposed to do? So I worked, and thank God I got an academic scholarship. And so I'm very, very indebted to the College Board and the AP classes and, you know, and for everything they've done. Do we have Maureen back yet? Okay, hi, Maureen. How you doing? Oh, no worries, no worries. Good, good, good. So, you know, tell me, what do you think, it's interesting, I have seen all the progress we've made, and, you know, to me, I think we're, you know, almost there where, you know, females can take whatever classes they want. Are you still seeing their barriers or maybe some, you know, kind of undisclosed sort of, you know, steering of, you know, females and, you know, people of color towards some of these? I mean, are there still things we need to do on the progressive front to make sure we have equal access to these sort of fields and classes?
Absolutely. So look, you know, even though we've made progress, we still have a long way to go. We're seeing this move the needle, but we still have a long way to go. And there definitely are still barriers for female students, for students of color. And so, you know, first, you know, what we say to schools is like, hey, allow all students to take this course, you know, whoever is interested. And more importantly, we ask teachers to go out and recruit the students who might not think computer science is for them. Help them see themselves in computer science. Help them understand how it is related to their own interests. So there are still systemic barriers keeping females and students of color out. But I think the more that, you know, educators do outreach to these students and help them see that it's for them, the more we'll move this needle.
Well, I love it. I love it. And, you know, again, it, you know, with as we kind of move forward, we lost you, you know, with that. As we move forward, you know, with jobs in the post-COVID state, you know, fields such as computer science is going to be huge. How can people find out more information about you and what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to highlight one finding from our exciting new research that's getting to the point of what you were sort of asking is that what we find is that HCSP students are more than three times as likely to go on and major in computer science in college compared to students who did not. And those findings are similarly large for female, Black, Hispanic, and first-generation students. So we're seeing the needle move in the right direction. And so if students and parents want to learn more about it, they can go to collegeboard.org/CSP.
Awesome. Awesome. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, guys.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are going to get to your calls and your questions in just a few minutes here. As we said earlier, breaking news, indoor dining is going to shut down in New York City. This is intended to slow a second wave of coronavirus cases. This is, unfortunately, following a very, very devastated economy. In fact, Governor Cuomo, from what we understand, is seeking $15 billion in aid from the federal government to make up for tax revenue that evaporated this year to the pandemic. This is not an easy time for New Yorkers. I know many of you want to discuss what's going on there. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Not an easy time. I know, because we're next to California, and they're all coming to where I live. It's not an easy time at all. So we're with you guys. So we've been dealing with COVID, and, you know, we've been talking about the COVID illness and what it does to people. And, you know, I keep kind of reminding people COVID isn't the only illness out there. We have pneumonia. We have flu. This is also heart attack season. And one lung disease that I think we need to kind of educate people about is the Mycobacterium avium complex, or the MAC lung disease. And here to join us to kind of discuss a little bit more about this is Dr. Gwen Hewitt, infectious disease specialist and National Jewish Health Division of Mycobacterial and Respiratory Infections. Dr. Hewitt, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, how common is MAC?
Well, it's more common than we think, but it's certainly far less common than right now COVID incidents or influenza, things of that nature. But it's common enough that we need to be talking about it.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So, and the symptoms are kind of similar, but there's obviously some interesting findings. Tell us about if somebody has MAC lung disease, what sort of symptoms they might have.
Right. So the important thing is to first say this germ, family of germs, Mycobacterium avium complex, is found primarily in water and dirt sources. So we're encountering it day in and day out, whether it's in our showers or whether it's in hot tubs or whether it's in potting soil or gardening soil. It's everywhere in the air, basically. And it loves to set up shop in vulnerable lungs. And many people have different vulnerabilities, such as COPD or bronchiectasis or asthma, or we know that this infection seems to be a little more common in women, and certainly women over the age of 65. So that's the vulnerable group that if these germs are repeatedly getting into your already vulnerable lungs, it has a chance to set up shop, as it were, and start causing chronic lung problems. And we certainly want to catch this and diagnose it before it causes too much trouble, because we do have ways we can treat it.
Now, are you seeing that people who have suffered from COVID are more inclined to get this?
You know, we don't have enough information, to be very honest. As with everything with COVID, we don't really know who is going to be most vulnerable. Obviously, if you look on the CDC website, we have identified some groups that are more vulnerable to COVID for sure, but most of this information, honestly, we still don't know yet. So I don't have a good answer for you yet. We're still working on that.
Right, right. So, and the reason why we bring it up is we've discussed long COVID a lot on the show, where people will have a continued cough, continued symptoms, but they're not going in and getting seen. They're not getting sputum cultures. So when would you recommend somebody that has continued cough or shortness of breath to be evaluated for MAC?
Right, and I really appreciate that question, because this isn't a person doesn't generally have MAC if they develop a cough and 3 weeks later the cough goes away.
Right.
This is a cough that's lingering for a few months, certainly several weeks, and that you're bringing up phlegm, you're starting to get a little fatigued. It's a change in your normal, healthy sense of well-being. So if your cough is going on for a couple, 3 months, it's really time that you check in with your doctor and say, listen, I've got this new cough and now I'm bringing up some phlegm. Could I have this MAC lung disease? And if so, we need to check your sputum and send it to the laboratory and see if that germ is in your lung.
Right. Right. You know, it's so interesting. My patients would come in actually giving me samples on Kleenex. Can you guys ever, I tell people we can't really use those samples. You need to now do a new one in a cup. But, you know, you could square with me. Have you guys ever just said, you know what, we'll take it? And I mean, you know, is the testing good enough to still pick up this mycobacterium even if somebody brings it in on a Kleenex? Or do you need them to do a fresh one still in the office?
We honestly would prefer a fresh sputum specimen. Kleenex are not obviously sterile, and we have enough access to the sterile sputum cups that we can generally get another sputum specimen from that patient if they truly are having this problem.
Yeah,
so I would recommend we get a new fresh one, not in a Kleenex.
I agree. So, guys, you don't have to bring it in. You don't have to mail it in an envelope. We don't want to put our hands in it. Just expect when you come in, you know, yeah. So, good. So, talk to us about the treatments that you guys have for MAC.
Right. So, first we're going to make the diagnosis, and if we show that the germ is in your sputum, then we're going to recommend treatment. And usually the treatment is accomplished by taking three different antibiotics as a starting place. In addition to antibiotics, we really want to look at the whole body, so we're going to look at your nutritional status. Are there things that we can do to help you have a better balanced diet so you can fight this infection and tolerate the treatment? We're going to teach you how to reduce exposure to this bacteria. We're also going to teach you how to keep your breathing tubes cleaned out better. So it's really a multimodal approach. In addition, we're probably going to get some chest x-rays or chest CAT scans. So we can see structurally, what are your breathing tubes looking like? Are there any other sinister things going on that we might need to look at? And last but not least, we're going to have you come into the doctor's office monthly or so to make sure that we're checking in with you to see that you're getting better on treatment, or are you experiencing some side effects mainly that we can help manage, because the treatment should never be worse than the disease. And some of these visits might be able to be done with a telehealth visit, but if we need a sputum specimen or other testing, you probably physically are going to have to come in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a big challenge I have, you know, providing telemedicine in multiple states. You know, when somebody's cough is continuing and it's productive, I'm like, we need a sputum culture, we need to do a chest x-ray, and there's a huge hesitancy for people to leave their house and to get seen. And unfortunately, these are things that need to be treated fairly quickly.
They do, and it is such a tough time with the COVID-19 pandemic going on. So wear a mask, come into your doctor's office, call them first and find out what the options are for you to come in for an in-person visit, deliver the sputum specimen, maybe get your chest x-ray. And then once we get you started on treatment, some of these visits, and I'm certainly doing some telehealth visits with my patients, so not every time do you have to come in physically. In the meantime, you can go to some websites and start educating yourself about this lung infection. So you can go to the web and look up the new NTM treatment guidelines that are on the web. That'll give you a lot of information. You can go to another site called MACLungDiseaseInfo.com, and you can get some more information at that site. So you can partner with your doc and empower yourself about learning more about this germ and this infection.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the last minute, any other information you want to tell our listeners?
Well, I want to be sure that if you think you have these symptoms, you call your doc, get some testing done to see if you have it. Then your primary care doctor will probably want to send you to a pulmonologist or infectious disease physician to really start managing this infection. And lastly, there are sites for you to get more information, so please go to MACLungDiseaseInfo.com or look up the NTM treatment guidelines on the webpage, because we can treat this and we can make it feel much better.
Fantastic. Dr. Gwen Hewitt, thank you and your team at National Jewish Health. God bless you guys. Have a great Hanukkah, great Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.